Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This week, we've been talking about building bridges and not barriers. So those are two very different things. A bridge is to bring us over
yes.
a barrier. And we know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the bridge. It is the bridge in every, even within ourselves and our own circumstances and such that we face in life. The gospel is the bridge. It brings us from the place of fear to the place of courage.
Yeah.
It brings us from the place of despair to the place of hope.
Yeah.
When we get in this Bible and we begin to read the word and we renew our mind, we cleanse our mind with the word of God, it brings forth transformation in our own life. So how much more now when we want to share that transformation, that power with the next generation to give them the inheritance of faith? The best thing that we can leave the next generation, the best thing that we can leave our children and our grandchildren is the inheritance of faith. Because if they have faith and they know that they are able to operate in the impossible realm with God, they'll be able to obtain anything else that would be left as a estate, right? Mm-hmm. When we operate in faith, when they're utilizing their gifts and their talent and they're walking according to their purpose and they're not allowing different circumstances to stop them. They're moving by faith. They're going into the invisible realm by faith. And then it's coming into manifestation, all the things that they are desiring.
So, when the gospel is the bridge, mm-hmm. and we always remember that, and when Jesus Christ enter mm-hmm. our life, torment, the wall of torment that is in our life is torn down, and the peace come. Mm-hmm. Peace come. And that's why the opening scripture this week, we talk about Jesus is our peace. Mm-hmm. So when Jesus come, torment is gone, mm-hmm. and peace. So peace replaces torment. Mm-hmm. So if you're tormented this morning, you can receive the peace of God mm-hmm. in your life.
Yes.
Let the peace of God reign mm-hmm. in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. We need to build a generation. Don't make the generation, this is our point this week, do not make the next generation cross a bridge we refuse to build.
Amen.
Do not, let me repeat it again, do not make the next generation cross a bridge we refuse to build. So we first must build mm-hmm. the bridge so that they can what? Cross mm-hmm. over it. We should not expect them to build that bridge. We are the one to build the bridge mm-hmm. for them to cross over it. And I'm going to ask these questions because they're powerful this morning to all our listeners. All our listeners. Doesn't matter where we go to worship because we worship the same God, one God. There's only one God, one church. We are different places of worship, but it's one God, one church.
And one spirit.
And one spirit.
Amen.
That's right. So you're listening to us this morning. Remember that this message, you don't have to be at Living Word to be a part of this teaching. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, you're a believer. You are a part of the teaching of God when it comes with revelation, when it comes with clarity, when it comes without tricks and gimmicks. You're a part of it. So here it goes. Let me ask you this question. Are we expecting young people to come to us without us ever go to them? That's a question. Wherever we worship, are we expecting to go to church, our place of worship, and expect to see young people there without we first go to them? Before we first go get them? Before we first make it a part of our business?
Yeah, Jesus never did that.
Yeah.
He never just sat in one place and just expected people to come.
Yeah.
He moved from place to place. And in his moving, there was evidence that there was power working and that it wasn't a waste of time. That what he was saying had relevance and it was bringing forth practical transformation in the lives of people.
Come on.
So then the people came to him, but he didn't just sit at one address and expect people to come to him. It was in his going
that he
was building that momentum, and people were hearing about the signs and wonders that were taking place, the teachings that were going forth, and then they would come to him. And they would come to different locations. Some people followed him consistently, but then there were places where he would just have encounters with people in certain areas of where he was. So he brought the gospel message to the people. He didn't just expect them to come to him. And he made it relevant so that they are able to experience the benefit, because there's a benefit to the gospel message.
Yes.
You know, there's the benefits, all the different attributes that come along with the message that we experience then in our life when we begin to practice, behave the word, and we come into the continual transforming of our mind by going through the teachings of Jesus.
Yeah, because the church is called to go. Mm-hmm. The church mm-hmm. is called to go. Mm-hmm. And Jesus clearly commanded us to go in Matthew chapter 28. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Mm-hmm. Jesus commands us to go. He says, go and make disciples mm-hmm. of all nations. Mm-hmm. So the church is the mission of the church is not a sitting church. The mission mm-hmm. of the church is not sitting. The mission of the church that Jesus Christ leave here is a going church. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to go. He said, go and make disciples. Mm-hmm. So we are called to go. We cannot simply say young people need to come to church. Mm-hmm. We got to go find them.
People want to see advancement. Think about when you're in school or when you're on your job. You wouldn't be happy just being in the same entry position for 10 years. You want to see advancement. When you're in school, you're seeing, when you're starting the school year, you're seeing the end of the school year.
Yeah.
You're seeing your promotion to the next grade level. You don't want to just stay in one place. And a lot of times when we just come to church and we just come to church and we just come to church and we're not seeing the advancement, we're not seeing it working in our life, and other people are not seeing the advancement. They're not seeing God working in our life. It becomes very dull.
Yes.
It becomes unattractive. So we can't just be going to church. We have to be applying what we're learning at church when we are coming out of the church, which means we're applying it on our job and we're allowing God to work through our intellect. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we say, oh, the Spirit is just Sunday. No, it's Monday through Friday on your job as well, allowing God to work through your intellect so that you can be excellent at what you're doing, and you could excel in such a way that people are coming to you and they're asking, how did you do this? How do you do that? And they're coming to you as a resource on your job. They're coming to you as a resource in your family because they see that there is something different about you. People are not going to come to a place if they don't see it as being beneficial, that they can gain something from going. So when people have just sat in church and just sat in church, and then COVID comes and they don't come to church no more, and they say, well, my life is the same. I'm not in church, and I was in church for 10 years before. Yes. And my life's still the same. They don't come back.
They don't.
And that's exactly what happened.
That's right, they. They don't see the difference.
Before and after.
So that's why they don't come back.
I came to church. I dedicated my life to church for 10 years, 15 years, 20 yeah. years. Then COVID happened. I didn't go to church for 2 years, and my life is the same.
Same. None in
so why would they go back?
That's right. They don't. That's such a powerful truth right there. Because where there's no encounter mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. where there is no encounter mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. there will be no change. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Then you have a generation looking at a previous generation just, saying, yeah. they're telling me to go to church, but I've never seen God work. Yeah. Yeah, they don't go, or I haven't seen God work in them.
Yeah.
You know, think about a child. They're living in the household with the parents, and they're going all this time, and their parents are just the same or worse. They don't see a transformation in them, the way that they're handling problems, the way that they are relating to other family members and such. You know, it's not a good thing when you take your kids to church and then, you know, you get in the car and you start gossiping about everybody in the church true. And everybody
very
in your
true.
Family and everything else, because then it looks like, well, what's the
value of going? There's
and then,
no change.
Yeah, and if there's no end game, if there's no value, then why do it?
And we need to teach right at that point, mm-hmm. as we're talking about building the next generation of faith. Nicodemus, mm-hmm. changed. His life changed.
Mm-hmm.
How? Because he observed mm-hmm. Jesus' life.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Nicodemus' life changed mm-hmm. because he observed mm-hmm. Jesus' life. Because when he came to Jesus, he says, Rabbi, we already conclude mm-hmm. that you are different. You're a teacher, comes from God, mm-hmm. and not the teacher, comes from man.
Mm-hmm.
If we have teacher, comes from man, and we have teacher that comes from God. They're two different mm-hmm. type of people.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you comes from God. Mm-hmm. Your teaching is coming from
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not coming from man.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because no man who get their teaching from men can do the work
mm-hmm.
that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I connect to that?
Mm-hmm.
That was Nicodemus. The whole
yeah.
thing was sincere.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want the same old.
Mm-hmm.
So he want an encounter with God. And then Jesus told him exactly how.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you must be what?
Born again.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, there were many times the disciples would ask for clarification and Jesus would give it. Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
I found in Him a friend.